peace, sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong wind may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior, and He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior, and He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong wind may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior, and He's sweet, I know. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you and we praise you for allowing us to see a brand new day. For we can boldly declare that this is the day that the Lord hath made. And because you have made this day, we can rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for allowing us to see this brand new day. Thank you for waking us up this morning in our right minds. We thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. We thank you for life and that more abundantly. We thank you for the very air that we breathe, oh God, the ability to see and the ability to hear, ability to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, whether it's with our feet or with the clapping of our hands or from the fruit of our lips or even with a wave. Lord, it's so awesome that we can give you praise and adoration through many various ways. And Lord, David said, just praise the Lord. I was glad when they sent unto me to go into the house of the Lord because he had a desire to praise you and to magnify you at all times. So he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth over and over again. Psalm after psalm, David declared that you were worthy to be praised and that you were worthy to be adored. Put a song of praise and put a song of worship. Put adoration in our hearts and in our minds this day to have the mindset to bless the God of our salvation. For you have been such a good God. You have been such a mighty God. You have been such a wonderful God. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways. And you're worthy to be praised. And you're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be honored. You're worthy to be lifted up.
And so we come before your presence with singing this morning, with a song, oh God, that was deep in our soul and our hearts, that you are such a sweet God. In spite of storms that may rise or winds that may blow, you still remain consistently the same. You still remain to be a faithful God. You still remain to be a grace-giving God, a graceful God. You still remain to be a consistent loving God over and over again. You keep on loving us, Lord, and that's what allows us to rise each and every single day with the knowledge and the ability to know that you still will remain the same. I know that's been my prayer for a couple of days now, Lord, but it's being ingrained in my soul, Lord, that you are faithful, and God, that you are worthy, and that you are consistent, and that you are the one that we can lean and depend upon, and that you're the God that never changes. And since you never change, seasons change, people change, we change, but you yet remain the same. And because of your faithfulness, Lord, every single morning, we know what we get out of you. Lord, one day our friend will love us, and then the next day they'll turn their backs on us. One day our family loves us, and then the next day they turn their backs on us. Oh God, one day all is going well on our jobs, and then they'll turn their backs on you, Lord, but no matter what, we always can count on you being the same. Thank you, God, for being a faithful God. Thank you, God, that you're the one that when I rise, I know that I can offer unto you a sacrifice of praise and to bless you with the fruit of my lips, and you'll come in and you will inhabit my praises. Lord, I don't have to cry, I don't have to doubt, nor do I have to fear, but if I would just put a praise on it, God, if I would just, oh God, open up my mouth and offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, if I would just lift up my head and surrender to your will, God, and say yes to your will and say yes to your way, oh God, if I would just bless you, oh God, and allow your praises to continually be in my mouth, Lord, you will come in and you will show yourself mighty, you will show yourself strong on my behalf, and you begin to fight my battle. Over and over again in the Bible, Lord, when they began to praise you and when they put the praisers first, God, when they put the worshipers first, Lord, you showed yourself mighty on their behalf. When the children of Israel had to get across the Red Sea, Lord, you didn't put the warriors in front, Lord, but you put the priests in front as they took you ahead, as they put you first, Lord. Then you split the Red Sea, parted the Red Sea, and allowed them to walk on dry ground. Oh, God, I'm reminded, God, even of King Jehoshaphat, Lord, when he said that I didn't understand it. I'm fearful of what the Syrians might do because they've encamped themselves around the city. Lord, you told him that the battle was not yours, but the battle belonged to you. And when he heard that declaration, when he heard that message from the Lord, when he heard that message that was given to his people, he assembled the worshipers, he assembled the praisers, and he began to march toward those against the enemy, Lord, offering unto you a sacrifice of praise. They were crying out about, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, that he reigns forever and forever, and that his mercy endures through all generations. Oh, Lord, as they blessed you and as they praised you, Lord, then the battle, the enemy, God, began to go in disarray. They didn't have to lift up. Shout in this instance, Lord, but you fought the battle for them over and over again. I'm reminded even now that Gideon, God, he went into a battle with 300 men. God, they said that the Midianites were like fleas on the ground or ants on the ground. They were just everywhere, and he went against those men. He went against the enemy with 300 men, and they sang your goodness and sang your glory and broke a pitcher and shouted aloud with a voice of triumph, Lord. And you fought the battle for them over and over again. God, you still yet remain to be the same. And if you did it for Gideon, Lord, you'll fight our battles just as well. If you did it for Jehoshaphat, Lord, you'll fight our battles just as well. If you did it for Moses, if you did it for Joshua, if you did it for those in the Bible, Lord, you will fight our battles as well. Lord, if you did it for Bishop Mason, Lord, if you did it for Bishop Thomas, Lord, if you've done it for my mother as well, Lord, you will do it just for us as well in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight, and help us to not rely upon our own wits and rely upon our own our own power, but help us to put all of our trust in you. Help us to get all of our understanding from you so that you can direct our pathways and you can direct our footsteps, Lord, and you can get the glory out of my life, Lord. Every single trial and every single situation, every single storm that rises in my life, Lord, you bring them in, or you allow them to come into my life so that you can get the glory, God. I want you to get the glory right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. In my afflictions, God, get the glory, God, because these afflictions are not even compared, God, to the promise, to the benefits, to the blessings that you have in store for us. They cannot compare to the great things, God, that you have in store, oh God, for me in my future. I hear the words greater for our ministry, Lord. Greater is yet ahead, God. I have fresh expectation, God. I have a fresh outlook, Lord, because yes, you blessed us all these 3 years, oh God, but you are going to continue to bless us as we continue to serve you. You're going to continue to bless us as we continue to chase after you. God, you're going to continue to open up doors as we continue to hunger and thirst after you. So Lord, I rise this morning just to tell you thank you, because the revelation of your goodness, Lord, oh God, is awesome. I can't even understand or comprehend why you love me so much, why you're such a faithful God. Lord, I don't understand how you can understand everyone's needs, oh God, and be able to provide everyone's needs. Lord, I don't understand how you can hear every single cry and not become overwhelmed, Lord. I get overwhelmed when I have too many people giving me too much stuff. I can multitask real great, God, but there's a certain limit that I can't multitask anymore. I only can listen to two or three conversations at a time and be able to participate. Lord, but you got millions, oh God. You got millions that cry out to you. You have millions that make petitions, Lord. And millions is not even a good number, Lord, because there's so many more. But, Lord, you keep it all in order. You keep it all in straight, Lord, and you don't mix my needs up with no one else's needs. And Lord, I just want to tell you thank you. Lord, I just want to tell you that you're awesome. Lord, I just want you to know that you are magnificent. God, I want to thank you for being kind. Lord, you are a wonderful God, an everlasting God. You are the everlasting King who will yesterday, today, and forevermore. You still yet remain the same, a God that loves, and I thank you for your love, oh God, that never fails me. I thank you for your love, oh God, that never runs out on me. I thank you that my mercies, oh God, that I can see every single morning because you are faithfully great. Lord, I just worship and adore you this morning. Lord, I lift up my hands and I surrender to you, God. I say yes to your will, oh God. I say yes to your way, God. I say yes, come to more and have your way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way in my finances, oh God. I give my finances over to you. Have your way in my home, oh God. I give my home away to you. Have your way in my relationships, God. I give my relationships over to you, God. Have your way in my ministry, Lord. I give my ministry away to you. Lord, have your way in my marriage, Lord. I give my marriage away to you. Lord, I can put my best things. I can cast all of my cares. I can cast all of my worries. I can cast all of my frustrations, Lord. I can cast them over to you because you care for me. You want me to walk in victory, God. You want me to walk boldly before you. You want me to walk upright, Lord, because I belong to you. And since I belong to you, Lord, I must represent you as a kingly child. I belong to a royal priesthood. I belong to a chosen generation. Lord, you've made me into a peculiar people because you called me out of darkness into your marvelous light. And I want to say thank you for doing just that and more. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for being consistent. Thank you for being great. And I want to say thank you for being mighty. God, as we go into this day, this is our early morning prayer during the 31 days of prayer. And Lord, we need you to prepare us for the day. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary because this body does not belong to myself. Lord, I want you to smooth out those rough edges and create in me a clean heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit within me and wash me and cleanse me, Lord. And when you do it, God, you do all things well. I want to surrender to you completely and wholly, not just those things that are important to me, but those things that are weighing me down, those things that my flesh is trying to hold on to. Lord, I need you to shape me and mold me to be the vessel that you need for me to be. Lord, I don't want to be deformed, a deformed Christian. Lord, you know we have things that were messed up. They had some damages. They had some things, and they don't sell those items. Lord, the things that we give away in our food pantry, Lord, they are items that have been damaged. So they throw them away. They give them away because they cannot make a profit off of things that have been damaged. Lord, I'm great thankful, and I'm grateful today that you don't throw away damaged goods. Thank you, Jesus. You keep giving us a chance, and we still yet have the same value even when we find ourselves being damaged goods. Lord, Peter was damaged goods, but you saw something great in him, Lord. Judas was damaged goods, and if he had just repented, Lord, you had something great in store for him. Paul was damaged goods, Lord, and you did something great in his life. David was damaged goods. Moses was damaged goods. Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, they were damaged goods, but you turned things that men throw away, and you turned it into something that's wonderful and can be used for your glory. I'm thankful, God, today, though I was damaged good and though I do go through situations that cause me to be damaged, you don't throw me away. You don't cast me away from you. You don't turn your back on me. But God, when I confess my sins, your word that you're faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Thank you for being a forgiving God. Thank you for being a cleansing God. Thank you for being a God that can make us over again, that though we may have been damaged by sin and though we may have been damaged by the storms of life, you can just put us on the potter's wheel. And as we are your clay, and since we are your clay, Lord, you can shape us and mold us back into the images and the vessels that you desire for us to be. Lord, shape us and mold us today in the mighty name of Jesus, and smooth out all of those things that are unlike you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bind carnal minds, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, cast them out of the mind, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Purge us even now, oh, God, and smooth out those things that will cause me to be unstable, God, that will cause me, oh, God, not to reflect your glory. Those things, oh, God, that will cause me to fall short of the plans and the promises that you have for my life, Lord. Thank you for giving me another chance. But, Lord, make me stronger today. Make me mightier today, God. Make me wiser today. In the mighty name of Jesus, that I may be the vessel that you need for me to be. I only can be who you call for me to be. I don't want to be the things that my flesh desires to be. This flesh desires to seek after titles. This flesh desires to seek after those things that are carnal. But, Lord, I put this flesh under subjection in the name of Jesus. You came that I might live. Lord, fill me with your anointing. Fill me with wisdom, Lord. Fill me, God, with discernment, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, I need you to take the wheel over our lives and over our thoughts and over our ways. In the name of Jesus, I surrender all, not just giving you lip service, Lord, but surrendering to you completely in the mighty name of Jesus. I surrender to your will. I surrender to your way. God, you know the plans and you know the thoughts that you have for me, God. Thoughts to give me an opportunity to prosper. Oh, God, thoughts to give me an opportunity to live. Oh, God, you have an expected end for me. Oh, so, Lord, I want your expected end to be fulfilled according to your plan and according to your timeline. Lord, I don't have time to waste because I'm only here as a vapor, Lord. My time here is short, Lord, and I want to fulfill your plan. I want to fulfill your purpose. I want to fulfill your promises that you have for my life. So, God, come to more and have your way and shape me and mold me and make me into the vessel that you need for me to be. Fill this vessel up right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because this vessel don't belong to me. Lord, I don't want to give it away to the world, but I give myself away to you because you you are my God, and you are my King, and you are my Rock, Lord, and you are my Deliverer, and you are my Savior. You are my strong tower. You are the source of my strength. You are the strength of my life. So fill me with you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I want to reflect your image, God. I don't want to reflect the image of the world, but I want to reflect the image of a holy God who still yet reigns today, who still lives deep inside of me. And so, Lord, I surrender all to you. Fill this temple. Fill this sanctuary. Fill this house, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, O God, and do it for your honor. Let Lord, you may get the glory out of my life. Over and over again, if we take time to read David's poems and David's songs, Lord, he had a deep affection for you. Lord, he had a deep love for you that could not be compared to anything else. And because he loved you and because he cherished you, Lord, he was considered to be a man after God's own heart because he always thought about you. You were always on his mind. A relationship, intimacy with you was the high point of his life. Lord, draw us nearer to thee. As we draw nigh to thee, the closer we get to you, the more intimate we become with you, the more we know. But as the more we draw nearer to thee, the more we should let down our guards. Or we put our guards up, Lord, because we're unsure about some things. We're unsure about people. We're unsure about this world. We're unsure. So before we let our guards down, Lord, we do inspections. But, Lord, you still yet remain to be the same God. That's been my phrase for a little while. You still yet remain to be the same. And because of that, Lord, we can put down those things that we put up to block people. And we can take you up out of the box. Take you up out of the box. Blow our minds yet today. Do it for your glory in the name of Jesus. We take you up out of the box, God. Come to more and have your way. We want you to reign. You sit on the throne. And we want the world to know that we reflect you. That it's not about us. And the goodness is not us. But the goodness is all about you. You are the God of our salvation. And you are the one that we want to be pleasing to. And you are the one that we want to satisfy. Your ways are the ones that we want to do, fulfill. Because your ways are far above our ways. And your thoughts are far above our thoughts. Thank you for being such an awesome God. Thank you for being such a magnificent God. Thank you for reigning. Thank you for being a healer. Thank you for being a deliverer. Thank you for being a strong tower. Thank you for being God and being God all by yourself. I thank you, God, today for creating me in your own image. I thank you, Lord, today for knowing what's best for me. I thank you for the roof over my head. I mentioned yesterday in the 31 days of prayer, Lord, that I walked by on my way to work and there were people sleeping on the ground. Lord, I could not ever imagine sleeping outside, Lord, and I want to say thank you for not allowing that to be a part of my plans, the plans that you have for my life. Lord, I want to say thank you, Lord, but help me to be compassionate. Help me to be merciful. Help me to think about somebody else other than thinking about myself, that when I have an opportunity to be a blessing, Lord, let me give cheerfully, because when I give cheerfully, you give cheerfully back unto me. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together. Lord, when I give unto men, Lord, you give, allow men to give back unto me. Lord, you allow those same seeds that I sow into someone that is least among me or that is less fortunate than I, Lord, you allow somebody else that sees my situation as being less fortunate, and you allow them to be a blessing to sow into my very life. I want to say thank you for your promises. I want to say thank you for the ability to trust in you, knowing that your plans are great, knowing that everything that you allow to come our way, it's guaranteed to work together for the good, because I've been called into your purpose. I've been called out of darkness, and I've been called according to your purpose. And I love you with all of my heart. I love you with all of my mind, and I love you with all of my soul. And with the confidence in that, since I love you and I know that I've been called, then everything that's come my way will work together for my good. If I just took time to look back over my life, and when I do take the time, Lord, I can see how you work things together for my good. Meeting my wife, Lord, that wasn't by happenstance. You allowed things to come into my life for things to work together for our good. The storms that we've had in our lives and the trials that we've had in our relationship and in our marriage, Lord, they work together for our good because we remain steadfast on the course called holiness. We remain steadfast on the course called righteousness. And we, God, didn't lean into our own understanding. But God, even in our insufficiencies and even in our inadequacies, Lord, we continue to seek after your face so that your will will be done, Lord. And now we're living in a day and time where the things that we have sown in ministry, the things that we've sowed, oh God, our gifts and our talents that we've invested in the church, Lord, now we're reaping the harvest of it in our lives, Lord. And it's just not us, Lord, but you've done it for those that are attached to us and those, God, that are connected to us and those in the body of Christ. We're not just the only ones. But, Lord, you're blessing many, and your promises are being shown or displayed in the lives of many that are around us. Thank you, God, that we're not in this battle alone. I believe it was Elijah that was running away from Jezebel. He found himself running away, afraid, because she had killed the prophets, and he was under the misinformation that he was the last prophet that was alive. But I thank you, God, that I'm not the last prophet that's alive. I'm not the last godly person that's alive. I'm not the last person that's proclaiming the good news of Jesus. There are men and women everywhere across this globe that are still yet holding on to the blood-stained banner of the Lord and proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Empower us with your spirit, with boldness and clarity, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You told the disciples to go. Don't worry about what you're going to eat or drink. Don't worry about what you're going to say, because as you go along your journey, I'm going to provide for you. I'm going to take care of you. And then when you get in front of crowds, you don't need to worry about what you're going to say, but the Holy Spirit is going to give you what you need to say. Holy Ghost, we yield to your will and we yield to your ways, because you have the answers that we need. You have the words that we need to declare. You know what we need to say to speak into someone's life, and you know when we need to be still and let your work be done, oh God, through you and not through me. I want to say, Holy Ghost, come to more and have your way in me right now in the name of Jesus. Get the glory out of my life. Get the glory out of my worship. You can use me, Lord. Any way, anyhow, any time, I'm available to you for you to send me, for you to have me to say something, for you to have me to be a witness, for you to allow me to be an example. God, do it for your glory. Do it for your honor, Lord, and do it for your praise. I surrender to you, Lord. And I bless your name. Thank you for being such a sweet God. Thank you for being such a magnificent God. Thank you for being such a mighty God. Now, Lord, as we continue in this day, we still yet have another prayer to do at 7 a.m. this morning. But, Lord, I want to call on the names of those, oh, Lord, that have asked petitions of us. It's amazing, God, that you will put us into a position to be a person that prays. You show me over and over again that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And when you pray, those that know prayer and those that need prayer will call on you to pray. And I received a call yesterday, Lord, you know, from Mother Nellie Towns, Lord, who had a petition, Lord, for us to pray for a couple of people, Lord. She asked us to pray for Assistant Bishop Missionary Mary Wilson, Lord, who has been ailing the last couple of months, and the doctors don't know what it is. And so she's going through a battery of tests today at 4 p.m., and I pray, God, that you would go before her, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would go before her and make crooked ways straight, Lord, that you would go before her, Lord, and heal her body, that when they get inside and they do the scans, Lord, that they won't be able to find any issue, Lord, because you have already fought the battle and you have already healed her body, Lord. Let your blood cover her right now from the very crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord, that whatever she is ailing at, Lord, we plead the blood. You are still that balm in Gilead, and we ask that you would heal her body, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And if there's any doubt that's around us, God, we pray that you would help our unbelief but still perform the miracle in her life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. A vessel, a damsel in distress, God, and you are still the kinsman redeemer, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are still that kinsman redeemer, God. She belongs to you, and we pray for her healing right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, as we put this out, Lord, it's been posted on our prayer wall, and we want to encourage the people of God to call out her name at 4 p.m. today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to just call out her name so that her name will be in the atmosphere, Lord. I don't want to just think it, Lord, but, Lord, I want to put it into play, Lord. I want to take her name out of the box and put it right before you and then give you a praise right at that time, Lord, and I praise you right now. I thank you for the healing. I thank you for the good report, Lord. I thank you for making a way out of no way, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I call on the name of Melvin Towns, Lord, Mother Towns' brother, who is running into some trouble, Lord, that appears to be not his doing. But we know, God, that all things work together for his good, for our good. And so, Lord, we pray that his name is cleared, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and the situation that looks bleak, Lord. We pray that you would turn it around right now in the name of Jesus. Give your angels charge over that dear brother, Lord, as we cry out to you. I thank you, God, because you acknowledge intercessors. Lord, for those that may not know how to pray, you told us that the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. And so, Lord, Mother Towns called so that because she knew that we prayed and we consistently prayed. And God, that we get our prayers answered, Lord, because we put our trust in you and not in ourselves. I can't heal nobody. I can't open up no doors, but I know the one who can. And he sits high and he looks low, and he is my God, and I have a relationship with him, and he has a relationship with me, and I trust in him, and I know that he can work it out. So we call on the name of Melvin Towns, Lord, that you will work the situation out for his good. I still call on the name of Melissa Randolph, Lord, the young lady who saw me praying or heard me praying in the Courtyard Marriott in St. Louis, Lord, as we remain consistent and faithful in our prayer time. And Lord, she looked down. Will you please pray for me and my two children? We are really in a rough spot, and I have been praying for things to be better. But every prayer counts, Lord. She knew, God, that much prayer yields much results, Lord, and little prayer yields little results, Lord. And so I want to thank you that she allowed me to be on her team, her prayer team, God, to call on her name and to put her situation in your hands, oh God, and to have someone else call it out on her behalf. I pray that you would bless her and that our situation has turned around. I have no doubt, Lord, that you've already worked it together for her good. And then, Lord, I pray for Miss Joanne, and I pray for Sister Coulter. I thank you for the victory, for Little Noel. I thank you for the healing, a Little Nova Bella, Lord. I thank you, God, that our prayers are still yet being answered. I pray for the Pierce family. I continue to pray for the Carter Memorial Church family during their time of bereavement. Lord, I pray for Bishop Johnny Williams' family in that jurisdiction, Wisconsin 3rd, during their time of bereavement. Lord, I pray for our presiding bishop as he travels to go bury Bishop Williams, that you would encourage him and strengthen him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're in a season of loss, that we're losing
mentors, and we're losing patriarchs, and we're losing matriarchs, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we're losing those that have been fighting on the battlefield for a long time. Stir up in us, oh God, the boldness to be willing to fill the gap, to stand in the gap, to fill the spot, Lord, with holiness and righteousness. Let us not compromise on the message of holiness, because holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. And as we continue to lose those that have been battling on the battlefield, Lord, help us and equip us to be able to stand in the gap and to be able to perform the work with a spirit of excellence and a spirit of holiness and with righteousness. You told us to seek you first your kingdom and your righteousness, and everything that we need will be added unto us. We seek you this morning. That's why we take the time to pray, because you are the very most important thing in our lives, or the most important thing in our lives. And so we thank you, Lord. I thank you for my bishop, my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas. I pray that you would strengthen him and encourage him, Lord, as he prepares us for 2018 as our jurisdiction. Lord, I pray that you would continue to order his footsteps. I thank you for the ability to sow into his life. I thank you for the awesome opportunity to be able to sit at his feet. I thank you for the example that he is to me of holiness. And I pray that you would continue to strengthen me to be able to uphold his arms in the areas that he needs me to uphold him, to continue to pray for him, to continue to encourage him, to continue to bless him, Lord, with my service, and continue to serve him and minister to him. Oh, God, anoint me to meet the needs, oh God, that are there, and to stand in the gap on behalf of my leader. I pray for Mother Thomas. I pray for Mother Towns. Pray that you would strengthen her, Lord, and keep her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the members of Praise Center Church of God in Christ. Call on the name of Lady Olinda McCowan, Sister Diamond Starr, Brother Eric McCowan, Krista McCowan, and Aaron McCowan. Lord, I want to pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCown. Call on her name. Missionary Myrna Howard. Missionary Lysandra Miller. Lord, I pray for Sister Monique. I pray for, God, Sister Connie Coulter. I pray for Deanne Graham and Renix Graham. Lord, thank you for those that minister with us, those that worship with us. Lord, I pray for, God, Brother Herbert Lee, who's in Mission in Action, Lord, but you know where he's at. Lord, I pray that you would prick his heart and send him home right now. Have mercy upon him, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy upon my daughter, God. Give her another chance, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for my siblings. I call on the name of Freddie Posey and Dean McCowan. Lord, I pray for my wife's siblings, Lord. Roy Guilford and Imelda Montez, Lord. And Norman Guilford and Dre Guilford, Lord. I pray for my father-in-law. I pray that you would touch him and touch his body right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would heal among us, Lord, and save in our families, Lord. I pray for Missionary Miller's boys, and I pray for, oh God, Missionary Howard's daughters, Lord, and I pray for the people of God everywhere. Have your way, God. Be pleased with us. Get the glory out of our lives. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. We magnify you and we glorify you this day. For it's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen and amen.